Leviticus chapter 26. And you know this verse too. Leviticus 26, this is the curse of the law, if you would. But I want you to notice, there's five cycles of it. And each one meets a generation. See this? And finally, this one right here, the final one. Watch. As a nation goes away or a culture leaves God, you can see, we just went through the nation, the history of Israel in the north. God never just let them go. There is always a prophet. There's always somebody standing there. Hey, come back. They even knew when there is a famine in the land, they knew, well, we better go back to God. Because God would send invasion to bring the people back. He would send economic trouble to bring the people back. He'd send a prophet to bring the people back. He was always, that's God's graciousness, for four generations, He'd try to bring the people back. So what He is doing here, He's not a tyrant. He's trying to bring people back. Well, let's look in here, chapter 26, verse 14. But He says, but if you will not listen to me and carry out all these commands, and if you reject my decrees and abhor my laws and fail to carry out all my commands and so violate my covenant, then I will do this to you. I will bring upon you sudden terror, wasting disease, and He gives you a list right here. And that is, why does He do that? To cause them to say, I think we went off track. Notice right here, you can see some things. Terror, wasting disease, fever, okay? Verse 18. If after this you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over, and I will break down your stubborn pride. I will make the sky above you like iron and your ground beneath you like bronze. So here, this first one, we're just going to say, what would it say? I said, I want to say fever, wasting disease. I can't spell the word disease, I'll just write the word sick. Okay. That may mean a very bad sickness, you know, like a plague or something. This right here, the no rain, you can call this famine. And of course, that translates into economic problems. I have. Okay? Now, verse 21. If you remain hostile to me, now if I know what I'm doing right, you don't have to agree with what I'm doing. Third and fourth generation. Now, is what He says, if you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, I'll do this. I'm just taking these five cycles of judgment and matching them up with a generation. You don't have to do that. You don't have to believe that. Maybe this all happened maybe in a weekend. I don't think so. Okay. Verse 21. So they've gone through a plague, trying to speak to that generation. Now they go through economic turmoil, trying to speak to that generation. Verse 21. If you remain hostile towards me and refuse to listen, I will multiply your affliction seven times over as your sins are there. I will send wild animals against you, and they will rob you of your children, destroy your cattle. Again, that's wild animals. That's a tough one to really translate. It really is. Wild animals. And I don't know really exactly what to do with that. I just do this right here. I just say crime. I mean, that's not exactly what He's talking about. But it means right there that it's dangerous being out on the road. So it's right there. So few in number that your roads will be deserted. It's like you can't go out and go. You can't go out at night. Okay. Verse 23. If in spite of these things you do not turn back, I myself will be hostile towards you. Verse 25. And I will bring the sword up on you to avenge the breaking of my covenant. This generation gets met with the sword in their land. Okay? They've got 40 years left. And if that doesn't do anything, verse 27, if in spite of this you do not listen to me, but continue to be hostile towards me, then in my anger I will be hostile towards you. And verse 29, all the way down to verse 39, it's pretty ugly stuff. You read it yourself. Verse 29, I don't even want to read that. But that is right there. That is the overthrow of a culture. And it happened in Samaria twice. It's happened in Jerusalem twice. It happened with the famine from the Arameans when they laid siege. It happened when the Assyrians had destroyed Samaria. It happened in the Babylonian destruction in 586. It happened in 70 AD. We've got reports by Josephus talking about that very thing in verse 29. We got a biblical report of it in the Aramean when they came down. This is the overthrow, and they will not recover. Now listen. This is overthrow right here. Overthrow by God. You are done. Now, for Gentile nations, it's over. Nothing. You're done. You're in the history books. Israel's a little different because they've got a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they went through the Babylonian destruction, and guess what? They came back. Then they went to the Rome, 70 AD, and they've come back. Now listen, if you reject the Bible, I just think it's a fairy tale. Okay. There is no nation that has gone through the five cycles of discipline and then come back and rebuild their society. Never. Oh, there's people living in these countries. There's people living, you know. No, they don't just leave the city desolate. Someone moves in, they call themselves, oh, now we're Egyptians. It's like, it's not the same people. Just like the Samaritans were not Israelites. They're just a new people living in the land. Or Israel wasn't the Canaanites. It's just a new people living in the land. Israel has maintained who they were in the Babylonian captivity, came back, only to face the five cycles of judgment again in 70 AD, and guess what? They're back. Now, some people would argue about that. Say, well, that's really not... No, go ahead and argue, but Iran will talk to you. But that's about it. They are Israel. They've gone through the five cycles of judgment twice, and they're back. That Israel is a special people with a covenant with God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's just screaming at you. Yeah. Look at Israel. Yeah. It's unique. It's nothing like it. That and the tornado in Minneapolis. What else do you need? Okay. Go to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. And now, this is going to now, again, you see what I'm doing? I'm putting verses together. I'm overlapping verses. You don't have to accept this. Is this right? The five cycles, do they correlate with these four generations? Maybe not. Maybe I'm just being creative. Okay, so don't say, I don't agree with that. If you don't agree with that, it's good, you should be thinking. But I will show you this too. And I mean, I can just keep coming at you with this stuff, okay? So you say, I don't agree with that. Okay, fine, I'll get you another way. Here we go. Proverbs 30, and again, I still may be wrong. Chapter 30, and I'm serious when I say that, okay? Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. I'm reading the NIV. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Those who are pure in their own eyes, yet are not cleansed of their filth. Those whose eyes are ever so hawk, whose glances are disdainful. Those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and needy from among mankind. That's a nice verse. Like, what is that talking about? Well, in the King James, it's got in there, there is a generation who cursed their fathers. And then verse 12, there is a generation. Has anybody got a King James? I don't want to quote it without... Am I close? There is a generation? Okay. You will notice in the King James that the words like there is, are they in italics?
Yeah.
Okay, that means, again, not attacking the King James, but that means they are not in the original Hebrew. They're placed there to help translate from Hebrew into English, which is always a struggle. Since the Tower of Babel, the languages don't always mesh. But you notice the word generation is not italicized, because in the Hebrew it says a generation who cursed their fathers. Generation, pure in their own eyes. And again, and the rest of the verse. Generation, who are ever so haughty, and finally, generation whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among mankind. In other words, I think what that is saying is generation, right here, who do not bless their mothers, and they curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. It's like, well, what, that means a kid got mad one time and took off in the car swearing at his dad or something. No, that's not a sign of anything except, a teenager. This word right here, the curse, again, I'm not promoting that, but this is bigger than a kid tearing off in the car, otherwise every generation's in trouble. Curse and do not bless is the ideal of not honoring, not looking to with favor. They consider it trivial. In other words, they look at their mother and father who have raised them in a godly heritage and say, not so. We don't consider that worth anything. They curse it. They don't accept it. In other words, they form their own gods. They get let's go with the word idols. Okay, they go somewhere else. Their own philosophy. They reject God. That leads to the next generation, a generation who are pure in their own eyes, but yet are not cleansed of their filth. They don't understand reality. They've got a new philosophy. They've got in their own minds. They don't recognize the sin nature of mankind. They don't recognize the problems the world has. They are pure in their own eyes, but they're not cleansed of the filth. They've got a huge problem. So this right here, we'll just say they're pure in their own eyes, right? Eyes here, something like that. They're pure in their own eyes. They can't judge the world correctly. And they're not going to begin to write philosophies and ideologies. They're going to start educational institutions to begin educating people with their new view of the world. Dangerous stuff right here. Because that's going to produce a generation. Guess what? The next generation. Whose eyes are ever so haughty and whose glances are disdainful. It produces, in a sense, the me generation. It's like, it's all about me. It's like they've lost complete touch with everything. The me generation, of course, they have children.